Tommy Two Stars.
I read the first one.
I read the second and third. I have to read them.
You gotta share it. I'm moving. I'm sorry.
That's horrible. That's too much time to share. You gotta share 1 week and then share it to another.
I'm gonna read them both.
Puff Pass. Puff Puff Pass. Tommy Two Stars.
Some sort of comic book weed.
share your stats, bro.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Tommy Two Stars.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. And today, video game trivia. Boom in your face.
What?
Insert your quarters now because the game is about to start.
Yeah. We have Leviticus here with us today.
I'm here.
He's right there.
All
right.
And Larry is with us also.
Hello.
Super flexible. She's kicking everything. Crazy flexibility.
Remember, you're sitting far away, Larry, so you got to talk a little louder.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Just gesture with your feet.
There you go. Beautiful.
Bum, 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 bum.
We're bringing a special episode in your ears tonight. Ooh. It's been a little bit of a while since we've
done... What if they don't have ears?
Then they're not listening
then
to us.
Then
their
little
right
braille
now.
Keyboards are going to be clicking away.
It's just
Morse
silence.
Code of vibration, though.
Well, okay, we're putting it into your vibration.
Well, then we have to have closed caption podcast now.
All right, man. So Matt Murdock, if you're listening, we're coming at your vibrating bat skills or whatever.
We can hear. Matt Murdock can hear. If we had a video podcast, he'd be out of luck. But we have a regular one.
This shows what kind of fan you are.
That's awful.
Matt's like, this is I'm suing them right now. I'm setting up a
sorry,
legal
man,
discourse.
I knew you were blind. I don't know what that was
blinded
all about.
By toxicity.
Is there a deaf superhero?
I don't know. Well, Hawkeye.
Hawkeye's deaf?
Yeah, he's got bad hearing. He wears hearing aids.
What?
Blew your
mind, kids.
Oh, man, you and fun fact, Deadpool knows sign language.
Really?
Yeah, you do.
Damn. Oh, Tom.
You are just blowing minds.
I know, right? We need to...
With knowledge bullets. Boop, boop, boop.
Watch out for my green ooze just spewing all over you from the mind blowing.
Ew.
I don't know where to take that, so I'm just going to bypass that.
He's a ghost from Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Slimer.
I feel so funky.
I'm going to slime on
so
you.
So if you... I don't like it. So
I love it.
I don't think we've said yet that we're doing Geek versus Geek trivia.
I don't know.
Not Ghostbusters.
Tom's going down.
Oh, boy.
This week is going
to
be...
I'm on a hot streak right
actually,
now.
Actually, I think you
the
might
last
be
few
me.
Contests, I've been pretty... Yeah. I've been acing.
You have been pretty good. I think you and I are, like, what, 3-2?
Yep.
Yeah.
We both know some video game-ish stuff.
Yes. That's why you two are going up against
but
each other.
But I still think you might beat me.
We'll find out.
I know a little bit, too, but I think you guys both know more than me.
I barely
especially the more... the more recent stuff you guys know.
We're on point tonight.
We're having our own little party.
If that's what you call it. So it's going to be Time of Two Stars versus Leviticus. I have like 20 questions here. Larry,
it's going out.
It's going to be the scorekeeper. She's the referee.
Ding ding.
Boom.
Yeah.
I'm the question reader.
Boom. All right, Alex Trebek.
Oh.
I'll take Cubert for 2,000. Trebek.
Ouch. I'll take
Larry's
Italian plumbers on your pipes for 100.
Yeah. Okay. I gotta leave that one alone.
That's what she said.
Alright, so the first, you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
So. Alright.
All right, here we go.
In what year was Sega Genesis released in North America?
1992?
It's gonna be multiple choice.
Alright, hit me with some choices.
A, 1999.
No.
B, 1989. 1975. Oh. D, 1991. 89. Oh! Time of 2 stars.
Wait, no, they should have, like, little buzzers. So, like, they go, like...
We have to say our name. Whoever says their name first gets the answer.
Like,
sounds good.
Okay, Tommy, 2 stars, 1999.
Right, you can just say Tommy.
2 stars.
Wait, and live so it. Tom, live it. Live Tom, Tommy, 2 stars has a point?
Yes.
Okay.
Tommy, 2 stars on
the board. I was just going to say that.
Tommy, 2 stars on the board.
Sonic the Hedgehog is Sega's mascot.
Correct.
Levi.
Yes. All right. Wait. Number two. No, that was just a little bit of like a nugget of
Levi, yes.
I thought we were playing.
This is another multiple choice. I think most of these are. Which of the following video games takes place in a dystopian underwater city? Hold on.
Read the question.
Wait.
Okay.
What's the Sonic... A question?
No, it was not.
No.
Oh.
Which of the following video games takes place in a dystopian underwater city called Rapture?
Oh.
A.
Time to stars. BioShock.
Oh,
that is good.
Yeah. BioShock. Yeah. BioShock is a first-person shooter that was released in 2007.
I love that game. That game is awesome.
Thank you for that little tidbit, Matt.
You're welcome.
Would you kindly ask us another question?
Yes.
All
right. What Nintendo system was released after the N64 but before the Wii?
Tommy's
Stars!
Okay. The GameCube. The Nintendo GameCube.
Oh, yes. Did you know that the GameCube could accommodate 4 controllers?
Yes, I did. It also had a LAN adapter so you could hook it up to the internet.
Yes.
Too.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Leviticus!
Go ahead.
Okay, so... I am listening, but before the question that just happened, the
pitiful.
Question before that, who got it?
Tommy got all 3 so far.
Oh.
Yeah, I...
No, you're just not yelling fast enough.
Oh, okay.
Yell louder and harder.
Tommy too starts lifting my dog up in the air like he's Simba.
Nah!
Chun-Li are all characters.
Leviticus!
Street Fighter.
I already knew from me, Honda. I was just...
Boom!
Yeah, I know, but I still wanted to know where the question
was
going. Okay.
Did you guys know that E. Honda wasn't an Asian sumo wrestler?
Yes, I did.
What?
Yeah, the move that went like this.
Put some more knowledge in your ears, gentlemen. All right. What's the score now, Larry?
3-1.
3-1.
It's okay,
Larry. That was my turn.
I'm a 2 stars.
Sorry. Your turn. Larry just turned into Batman.
Where's the scorecard?
Alright. What color is the ring of death on an Xbox that signifies
Tommy
the hardware?
2 stars. There's 3 red lights.
But what color is it? Leviticus red.
I said 3 red lights.
Did you know, guys? Did you know that the defect occurring from this cannot be repaired?
That's what I heard, but I've seen people do that with
I've seen
the overheating.
The overheating thing.
Where they like wrap it in a towel and let it run, and it like
really.
Overheats it and remelts all
the
stuff.
That's not proven, right?
No, I mean it's only a temp fix of anything.
So I'm probably right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yes, you're right.
The ring of death thing.
It's literally...
Random.
It's just a system malfunction.
There's a lot of random ways to get it. That's
one
of the downsides to the 360.
Yeah.
Didn't we get
it
once?
We
got it?
I think our Xbox just malfunctioned because it was tired.
I got
I'm sleepy. Let's go get
I got the red ring of death when...
I got three red.
Three different Xbox. Died.
Oh, really?
When Snape died.
When Alan Rickman died?
That's
did you get the
red
ring of
death?
That's
an awesome time to get a red ring of death.
Because my heart hurt.
Aww.
I'll tell you what, with that
I think
part...
you should get that looked at, Levi.
the 3 chambers of death. 3 of my 4 chambers in my heart. Call Xbox. 1-800-4-MY-XBOX.
Too much Mexican food.
Yeah.
What classic beat-em-up game featured brothers Billy Lee and Jimmy? Also,
Tommy 2 stars. Double dragons.
Double dragons. Yeah.
You need to catch up, Levi.
No more mercy.
Hey, guys. Double dragons was released in 1987.
Wow.
All right. How many bits were... Are you down now, Larry? Can I talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I thought it was my turn to read the question.
Oh, my gosh. There's a
going
on right here.
Shame with you. A game within a game. All
right. Number one answer's on the book.
All right. How many bits were...
I have a few options, but I need to know. How many bits? Question.
Well, I thought Larry was starting to talk again.
No.
How many bits was...
Just keep talking.
How many bits was the Super Nintendo Entertainment?
Time of Two Stars.
Levi.
8-bit.
No, Time of Two Stars. 16 bits.
Yes. Did you know?
8-bit was the NES.
Hey guys. Did you know that the Super Nintendo system came with Super Mario World?
Yes, it did.
No, I did not.
One of the best games on the Super Nintendo.
Boom. How about the Mario game for the Wii? That's a good game.
Galaxy?
Yeah, no, the...
That was the game for the Mario game for the Wii.
Yeah. Not the one that first came out, the actual Mario game.
Yeah, that four people could play.
Yeah, Mario World 4 or something like that.
It's like the new Wii.
I own it. Yeah, it's in there. I'll pull it out later. It's so good. Okay.
It's just like Super Mario World, and you can play four players.
Oh, I know you're talking Super Mario.
What character...
It's Super Mario World Wii or something like that.
What character do you play as in Legend of Zelda?
Oh my gosh, I forgot to say my
Link!
Name.
Boom! Link. Hey.
Tommy Two Stars, you can name him whatever you want, bitch.
Hey, guys. Did you know that...
Don't go easy on me now.
The Legend of Zelda game...
I couldn't even think of my own name. I'm like, what am I supposed to say? Sorry, buddy.
It's okay. I'm just letting you finish.
I'm going to let you finish. but Levi's got the best answer whole time. But Beyonce knows more about video game trivia.
Did you know that the
Hey
game...
Matt?
Yeah, Levi. What's up, buddy?
What were you going to tell us? I'm sorry.
I was going to tell you that Legend of Zelda takes place in the fantasy world of Hyrule.
Hyrule, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, with all those crazy chickens.
Crazy. Alright, what 64...
That was pretty dang good.
That was good.
Hey, listen.
Listen.
Whatever.
Hey, listen. Look out.
Whenever my sister comes over with her kids, she'll be like in the kitchen and she'll be like, listen to the kids. And I go,
hey, listen. Look out.
Nobody listens laughing. Because you say that. Because of Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Everybody wanted to shoot Navi with a bow, but you couldn't hit
her. What 64-bit Sega system was a predecessor to the PlayStation and Nintendo 64?
Oh, Leviticus!
I think that was Leviticus. You want me to read the...
Yeah.
A, Dreamcast, B, Commodore 128, C, Saturn, D, 3DO.
Oh, I might not know this.
It be
Dreamcast. No, I'm wrong.
What is it, Time of Two Stars?
Sega Saturn.
Did you know that the Sega Saturn was not as popular as Sega anticipated it to be?
You are correct. They had one good game, Panzer Dragoon. If you had a copy of that game, it's worth like $300 or $400.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the Aladdin game on that.
Aladdin was on Genesis.
Are you okay? Yeah. It was, wasn't it? Saturn, yeah. Saturn Cast.
I honestly, when I said my name, like right when I said my name, I forgot the question.
All right, Larry, what's the score?
I would have heard the answer.
It is 7-2.
Oh, I'm winning!
Who's got the lead?
Tommy Two Stars.
Careful.
Okay, yeah,
say it again.
Probably not the name.
For the
who's in the lead, Larry?
Tommy Two Stars.
That's
right. Oh, okay.
That's right.
Yeah. He's well, you gotta say it with more like...
Tommy Two Stars.
There you go! All right. The game, Grand Theft Auto, was released primarily for what gaming system?
Leviticus!
Oh.
That is PlayStation.
Boom! Hey, guys. Oh, that was right, by the way. Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt.
Vice City 10th Anniversary Edition is the latest installment in that series. That's wrong. This isn't old.
This is pretty old, yeah.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, this must have been out before 4.
Yeah,
probably. Or 3.
No.
Vice City was after 3.
Yeah. Which James Bond film was made into a game?
Dumpster Stars.
GoldenEye.
For the Nintendo 64 console and later for the Wii.
We need to play this.
Right. Yeah. GoldenEye.
We need to play
GoldenEye. We need to play that so bad.
Yeah.
That game was the best.
Proximity Mines.
It's just proxies and chill laptops.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Did you know that many similarities were retained in the newer version of the game?
I did not.
Okay. Which popular video game features an ex-Special Forces operator named Jack Carver who is stranded in Micronesia?
Tommy, 2 stars.
Son of a... Oh, sorry.
Far Cry 4.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wrong.
Leviticus!
Far Cry 3.
Boom! Leviticus is right.
I knew it was a Far Cry. I just didn't know which one.
Leviticus is catching up!
Hey, guys.
In your face, Tommy.
Did you know that...
Flip that on to people.
Yeah. Did you know that Far Cry was released in 2004? And it's really? Also a first-person shooter video game?
It is. This is blown.
Wait a minute. No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, that's right. The Far Cry 4 takes place in, like, Malaysia or something like that.
Micronesia.
That's Far Cry 1.
Oh, okay. Alright. Well, hey, guys. What is the name of the princess you have to save in the video
game? Dominicus!
Oh, wait. That could go either way.
You didn't let me finish. You gotta answer how it is.
Who said it first?
Yeah.
I think it's Leviticus said it first.
Alright, go for it.
Who is the princess you have to save? Video game. That's as far as I got.
Oh, man. Oh, there's so many princesses.
I know. That's why I was like, wait. I want to retract my name.
It could be Mario.
It can either be Zelda or it could be Princess Peach. I'm going to go with Princess Peach.
Wrong.
Princess Zelda?
Well, yeah, we're going to take that one out.
Though. Yeah, that's fair.
We're going to take that one out. Yeah, it was Zelda. Hey, guys.
I know.
Did you guys know that Link is the name of the character that tries to save Zelda?
It's not Zelda that you're playing as?
No.
I thought it was Zelda.
Hey,
I thought it was Zelda.
Will you please also tell all the
fan
people who are supposed to be fans of this game that the boy is not Zelda?
Right. Oh my gosh, I love Legend of Link. Are you playing Zelda? Oh my gosh.
I have a shirt.
Girl, you don't even play.
I have a shirt and it's got Zelda, it's got Link on it.
Yeah.
And it's a Legend of Zelda. Oh, I love Zelda. He's so cool. I'm like,
that's not Zelda.
Hey, listen.
Let me tell you a story.
What is the best-selling video game for the Nintendo 64 console?
Leviticus 007.
Oh.
That had to have been close.
You want to try to steal that?
I'm going to listen to the choices.
Okay. A, Mario Kart 64.
Ooh.
B, Super Mario 64.
Ooh.
C, Super Smash Brothers.
Ooh.
D, GoldenEye.
I'm going to go with Super Mario 64. No?
You're right.
Yay!
That's the game it was released with, so it had to have been.
How many questions are there?
20.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Did you know
that
Super Mario has sold approximately 11.62 million copies?
Dang.
I bet you that's because I bet you they're adding in the numbers of what the systems.
There's the digital, the systems, the 3DS game. There's many copies.
All right, Larry.
Yes.
Give us an update.
Tom Tom is winning by 3. And he has 8, and then Leviticus has 5.
Whoa, guys, did you hear that? It's getting close.
What is it?
What? Tom and 2 stars has what, Larry?
8, and then Leviticus has 5.
Ooh. The game is afoot.
It is afoot, Sherlock.
The Foot Clan?
Thank you very much, Larry. What is the name of the main character in the strategy video game Pikmin?
Tommy 2 stars. Olimar. It's Pikmin.
Ding, ding, ding. Sorry.
Captain Olimar.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Yeah.
Did you know that Olimar is from the planet Hokulatite?
Hokulatite, yeah.
That was Tom Tom, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that Tommy 2 stars.
Captain
Olimar. Developed by Capcom, what is the name of the main character in the video game series Devil May Cry?
Tommy 2 stars. Dante.
Man. Yes. Hey, guys.
Man. Actually, I wouldn't have known that one.
Did you know that the series revolves around the death of his mother, Eva?
Eva.
Eva.
The son of, of a demon and an angel.
All right, Leviticus. There's a good amount of questions left, but...
Okay.
You gotta start...
I know.
You need to get these next five questions right till you guys are tied.
Hey, guys. What is the name of the second installment of the Elder Scrolls?
Leviticus!
Oh. Yeah, we read the...
No, it's Oblivion.
Time for two stars. It's Morrowind.
You're both wrong.
The second installment of Elder
Scrolls. Yeah, because there's Elder Scrolls.
Oh,
then
there's
Daggerfall,
the
original. Then Morrowind,
yeah,
then Oblivion,
yeah.
Then...
No, we're thinking of Xbox World.
There should be like a con
for me.
No, I
thought Elder Scrolls wasn't the first one. Or Morrowind wasn't the first one.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt.
Did you know that the last Elder Scrolls game that was released when this thing was made was titled Skyrim?
Wow.
I think that's right.
Is it any good? I don't know. Just millions and millions of people still play it, even though it's like 5 years old.
Wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense if Vice City was the next...
This is two separate things.
Yeah.
All right. Who is the main character... I made all these questions myself. Who is the main character in the Metal Gear Solid video game series?
Oh, cool. Solid Snake.
I'll take it. Snake.
Well, Solid Snake.
But I'll take it.
Because there's Liquid Snake.
They both said it at the same time.
No, I didn't say anything.
No, he said Leviticus.
I was about to say, but he started it.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Did you know that Metal Gear Solid was first published by Konami in 1998?
Yep.
Boom.
Metal Gear was on NES, I want to say 1980.
So if you just scroll that...
Hey, I'm the fact guy here.
My bad.
I'm the guy with the facts.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sophie just growled at me.
What did you do to her?
I was grabbing
her. Oh, Sophie, I'm sorry that Victoria growled at you.
Alright. You just gotta learn to recognize her face.
Alright,
I'm done. She loves you guys more than she loves me. That's
sad. Hey, Matt, what's the next question?
That was at an hour, by the way. The dog growling at her thing.
Mental notes.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, guys.
An hour already? Oh, well, I guess you have been recording for about...
Yeah,
hey,
we
Matt.
Recording for like a half an hour. Hey, guys. The video game World at War comes from what video game series?
Time of Two Stars, Call of Duty.
Boom, Call of Duty. Ding, ding, you're right. Hey, guys.
Hang on. Oh, you gotta... I just want him to...
Did you know that World at War came out in 2008?
Really? I thought it was older than that.
It's crazy.
Hold on.
It wasn't my favorite Call of Duty.
No?
Because they came out with Modern Warfare, which was awesome, and then they went back to World War II. I was like, what are you thinking?
I love World War II games, though, man.
But Modern Warfare was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah.
So if you just farted and it smells like jelly beans. You know
those... Now we're talking about dog farts?
No, you know those bean boozled things?
Yeah.
It smells
like rotten eggs.
Yeah.
Put it in my mouth.
Ew.
Okay.
Alright. So what company published the FPS video game, Far Cry 4?
How many stars? EA.
Oh. No.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Are you gonna steal it, Leviticus? You want me to give you
the options too?
Yeah, give me the options.
A, EA, Bethesda, Microsoft, or Ubisoft?
Ubisoft.
Oh, it's Bethesda.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh,
Ubisoft.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of
Ubisoft. Leviticus got that one.
Which is
hey, guys.
Nice. Hey, Matt.
Did you know the other games from Ubisoft are Splinter Cell, Assassin's Creed, Rainbow Six, and Prince of Persia? I love Prince of Persia.
You can't do time. Show some sand on it. See, all he really does is he just throws sand in your eye and he disappears and then he returns later and it just feels like he's going back in time, but he's not really going back in time because you were blind.
He was telling the story the whole time.
Is that from something? You just made that up.
I just made that
up. That was amazing. Did you guys see the movie?
Yeah,
no,
I didn't like it.
I didn't see it either.
I haven't seen it yet. I kind of want to see it.
I like him as an actor. What's his face?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, but I don't like him.
You
want $500?
Yeah. What video game features the hero BJ Blazkowicz?
Ooh, Blazkowicz?
Blazkowicz.
What was the first part? DJ?
BJ.
BJ.
Blazkowicz.
I have no idea what are the options.
Fable 3?
No.
Wolfenstein The New Order? Halo ODST?
Leviticus.
Yeah,
Doom Wolfenstein. 3.
Wolfenstein,
yeah.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Did you know that BJ leads a... Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt.
Did you know that BJ leads a counteroffense against a Nazi regime?
A futuristic Nazi regime.
Yep.
This is the last question, right? This one?
Oh, no, there's like seven more.
Yeah.
Okay. You said there was 20.
Okay, maybe I lied. Maybe there's
okay,
like 35.
Maybe
he lied.
He was misinformed.
All right, what's the score?
There's 100 questions.
There's... Levi has 8... Well, Leviticus.
Leviticus.
Sophie.
You don't get rewarded for being
Leviticus random. Has 8. Wait, I can't count. 8. And then Tell Me Two Stars has 11.
All right.
That's still pretty close.
There.
All right, yeah.
Pretty close.
Okay, in what video game can you be a human or an Irithyan?
Tommy Two Stars.
Okay.
I would assume it's like an Elder Scrolls game. Oh, wait, maybe not.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Skyrim, Defiance, Darkspore, or Titanfall?
Leviticus.
Okay.
Defiance?
Ding, ding, ding.
Nice.
Good job, Leviticus. Hey, guys. Did you know that in the DLC for Defiance, you can also be a Castathian?
This is great.
The fact part is my favorite part of the
show. All right. Who is the main character in Kingdom Hearts?
Timmy Two Stars.
Sora.
Timmy Two Stars.
Timmy Tommy.
Sora.
You're ding, ding, ding.
I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Sora.
Hey, guys.
You can't protect the dark. Kingdom Hearts, Sora.
Did you know that Sora was best friends with Riku and Kairi?
Sora is
a cheerful teenager who lives on Destiny Island.
Yes, he does. Well, Sora.
He also becomes BFFs with Donald Duck and Goofy.
That's correct. And also, Destiny Island is like the island that all the kids went to. They live near Destiny.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. In what game would you encounter enemies called Big Daddies?
Tommy Two Stars. BioShock.
Right. Ding, ding, ding. Hey, guys. Did you know that BioShock takes place in the underwater world of Rapture?
Yes, that's what question 2 or 3 was.
All right. Two more questions. Do we just want to do them for giggles?
Yes, yeah. We do. Sorry, buddy.
All right.
It's okay.
I
still love you.
Oh. Where does the game STALKER take place?
Oh, Leviticus.
Yes.
Okay.
STL.
They're.
It's Stalker, but it's like an acronym.
Oh, gosh. I know this.
You want the.
Well, I can't. I said my
choice.
Name before the multiple choice.
Go ahead, give them a choice.
You're
I don't know anyway. Well, that was very odd. Just give him the choice.
I
want to
say Russia.
Close. Kairat, USA, Ukraine, or Germany?
Germany.
Ukraine.
I don't know. Dang.
Hey, guys.
It shows what I know.
Hey, Matt.
Did you know that Stalker takes place after the Chernobyl accident?
Actually, no, sure. I didn't.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right, last question. In what video game would you find the character Jackie Estacado? These last ones are hard.
Oh,
all right. A, The Darkness. B, Fear.
C, Tommy
Resident Evil.
Leviticus
D, Homefront.
Tommy Two Stars.
It's Fear.
Nope.
Oh, no, dang it, no,
Darkness.
It's The Darkness. Dang it, he's the main character. Jackie.
Hey, guys.
Was that right?
Yeah, it's The Darkness.
Yeah, I was right. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry. Yeah, I got distracted.
Met you!
I was right, good job. I have a quote from Jackie Estacado this time,
ooh!
Guys. I remember the night of my 21st birthday. That was the first time I died.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, Larry. What's the final score?
Tally them up.
Levi with 10.
Woo!
And Tom
who's,
Tom.
Who's Levi?
Leviticus.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we gotta use our correct.
How many does Leviticus have?
Blue. Okay. Leviticus has 10, and then Tell Me Two Stars has 13.
Whoa! Woo. Are you gonna do some fanfare here, Larry? Fanfare like.
Good.
There we go.
Yeah, go Time of Two Stars.
Yay!
Yay! Time of Two Stars wins the board! So, what was your guys' favorite video game that we talked about?
Bioshock. Really good game. Kingdom Hearts. Love Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
007.
Talking about Kingdom Hearts before. You know what I love is that Larry is playing video games as we're talking about video games.
Mm.
Well, kind of. She was letting it sit in pause mode.
That dude died.
I was taking tally.
She was doing her
so thing. So, in the world of Geek versus Geek, Tommy Two Stars has won 5 games
in a row.
You're pretty geeky.
No. Batman has won.
I've won 4 in a row.
2 games.
And I've won.
And Leviticus has won several games.
So you're still big sexy.
2 feet! That's what I win at!
I have to win these games because no 2 feet.
Thanks for joining us for our special video game Geek vs. Geek trivia.
Thank you, guys.
If you could think of any other cool trivia game specials you want us to do, we could even do like a My Little Pony trivia.
Oh, we would lose to that.
I would. Me and
you
Dad
would beat me?
No, we would be tied.
Oh, it's on now on Donkey Kong.
Star Wars, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I challenge you to
Marvel.
Lord of the Rings trivia time in 2 stars.
Oh, boy. I could try. I can hold my own, but I don't think I'll win. Yeah.
If you guys got any ideas, if you have trivia you want to hear us do,
Sophie's Choice.
Tell us. Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter.
Thank you, Larry.
Chirp.
By Mail Pigeon.
By mail pigeon.
By carrier pigeon?
By
Wells Fargo.
By jet. They could do it. Batmobile. They could send the Batmobile our way also.
Lizardry. Where's FedEx?
Lizards.
Owls.
Owls. They could send Daryl on his motorcycle.
That's true, Daryl.
Yeah.
Holograms.
By horseback.
Horseback. Paul Revere could actually
show up right with
it. That would be
nice. The trivias are coming.
They can Christopher Walken.
Hermes. Oh, Hermes could deliver it for us.
The Greek god of messages and healing, apparently.
Yes. His name also sounds a lot like herpes.
That's why he needed the healing.
You guys are so childish.
Keep calm
and geek on.
Didgeridoo.